The Hard Work Works fitness app. Overcome the holiday weight gain and get on track with your own personal trainer right at your fingertips.
The Hard Work Works fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. So what's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get access to a nutrition guide to keep you on track during the holiday season. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners. Use promo code STUPID.
Stupid?
Stupid.
And get December free.
The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. I don't follow trends. I set my own, and I go for the extreme. Ladies and gentlemen, that's JWoww, and I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. I love that JWoww has worked her way back into our subconscious, dude. Jesus, what an era in which we live where people like that are being quoted. My goodness, and what an era we lived in at one point where everything that you could imagine somehow had an extreme version of it. That era would be the late 90s, early 2000s-ish, somewhere around that era where everything was an X.
X.
We had the privilege of having extreme wrestling,
uh-huh.
Extreme sports, the X Games became a thing, and...
God, the X Games.
Right?
Didn't even think of that.
They were a fun watch in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Because there really wasn't a whole lot else. I mean, unless you were, you know, baseball was fun, but other than that, what else were you going to watch? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Other than, like, Olympic year was cool.
Right.
But even that was as you're getting ready to go back to school.
Yeah. So you like, couldn't really lock in.
Right. No, man. The X Games. Too bad they don't have gear.
It is. Too bad they don't have gear.
We could just cover skateboards.
X Games episodes? We could have a series of X episodes. We today are going to go to the land of extreme football, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know for sure that the X in XFL stands for extreme. I don't know. It's just an assumption I'm making. And I mean, you know what they say about assuming, but it back in that era, everything was extreme this, extreme that, and then the XFL happened. So I think it's kind of a safe leap that that's what they were going for,
yeah,
maybe.
And the Vince McMahon tie-in, obviously.
Right.
So, like, extreme probably makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they also, we're getting set up and pulling up all the gear from the original XFL, the first version of it, the 2001 version, is what we're here to discuss today. And my God, and see, some of these, we were talking before we came on, I remember, like, vaguely, like, kind of just, like, the colors and things like that, mm-hmm. but I didn't retain a whole lot of the XFL, man. I think if you ask anybody what they remember from the XFL, it's, you know, he hate me.
Yeah.
You know?
The weird kickoffs.
Right. The scramble when dude broke his arm on the first one, they were like, oh, maybe this isn't smart. You know, the cameras in the cheerleader locker rooms because Vince just can't not gimmick everything up.
Yes.
Jesse Ventura's harassing coaches and shit. So... Like, I mean, I did remember every last detail of all these teams gear-wise, so it's going to be a blast to go back and look at some of these. And just what an era the early 2000s were, just by looking at this.
Oh, so we pulled up the Birmingham Thunderbolts first. We talked about this before we went on, and this has to come into the show.
Yes.
How the hell does Birmingham, Alabama keep getting teams?
they do get a lot of love from failed leagues, from leagues that actually don't have a ton of anything backing them. Birmingham seems to be a hot spot.
How did Birmingham, Alabama land an XFL team?
Right. Like, of all the places you could go, that don't have a quote-unquote professional team, you land not just Vince in the XFL here.
Yeah.
Multiple people have landed on Birmingham, Alabama.
All the time. I want to say there was like a World League team in Birmingham.
Yep.
I mean, I guess like the draw of football in Alabama, but that's Tide Town.
Right. Gee. They're not going to care.
No.
They're not going to care. Maybe they'll go, maybe, but you're not having sellouts. It's all about, you know, it's saving country down there.
Yeah.
They're too busy building him houses.
Yeah. Where to begin with this?
These are...
Oh, boy. So I want to start with a positive. The first thing I notice is color scheme.
Yes.
And it's the Vikings color scheme, so it's...
Purple and gold is good, is nice.
And when you look at this purple jersey in a vacuum, I like it.
I don't hate it either. The number font is a little goofy, but yeah, that's with the benefit of hindsight. I can see in, like, I don't remember how these made me feel 19, 20 years ago, but I can see where this would be something that would work in the early 2000s. It looks like something you would see on, like, a soda can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it looks like if you turned Surge into a font, it's what you have.
That's right.
On the Birmingham Thunderbolts gear. That's what it looks like you got.
Funnily enough, like, that one is number 33, and I don't like it as much, but the number 50 looks fine.
It does. It does. I mean, the zero is square, but the 50 does look way cleaner than the 33. The threes look very...
It's like a sideways M.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, that's what a three is, but, like, at the same time, no?
It shouldn't jump out at me like this. It looks like they were put in, like, a vise and contained and just shoved together somehow.
So I zoomed in on this, the number, whoever number 50 is here, because the 50 was like, oh, yeah, okay, I can dig it. And the next thing that jumps out at me is they have this awful logo bolts just above, like, where the neck, and it looks like there's, like, two logos here, like a league logo.
Yeah.
Right there at the collar.
Yes.
And then in between, why?
I do.
That's too much.
There's a lot going on. There is. And that there was a trend, and a lot of NFL teams have started doing this, and I hate it, where you have, like, the team logo underneath of, like, the NFL shield at the collar. And it's just as busy, man. Like, I mean, I guess fundamentally the purpose is served for the XFL, because if you're tuning on these games back in the day, you might not know what the hell you're watching.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like we talked about with the reverse retros, you know, with like Buffalo and the Sabres having Buffalo in the tail stripe. If I'm watching a Sabres game, I know who the Sabres are. You do not need to spell it out for me in the sweater. Same with the NFL. Like, I don't know if the Eagles have that. Several teams do now. And this seems to have been a trend that started back then. And it's just way too busy. It's way too busy. That Bolts looks like it should be. If you're going to do it, take the Thunder out from behind it and just have the word Bolts.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have to do it.
If you're going to do that, then there has to be less stuff there.
It's so jammed
it's
up.
It's just too much stuff, and it's, like, right up on the numbers, too.
Yeah.
Next thing to tackle, this disgusting helmet. It's gross.
It's I hate it. I don't like, okay, so the side view of it is not too bad.
Yeah, you can tell it's a little much, but right. It isn't egregious.
Yeah, it doesn't offend you. And then you look at the front of the helmet, and
oh,
there's
God.
A B. All the bolts from the side of the helmet and the stripe bolt that is intended to serve as the stripe, I would suppose, they all kind of come together and meet in the front of the helmet. At the crown, and there's the B for Birmingham.
Why?
So, dude, so not only do you have the Bolts logo on the chest there, you also have a B to remind you that there's alliteration in this team's name.
I think it might be a passable helmet if you don't have the B. I still don't think I like it.
The B definitely puts it over. The only team to me that can do the let's shove shit in the front of a helmet, to me, the only team that can shove that, to pull that off, is Michigan.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Just because it's so iconic. But you take the B away, and it's definitely way less egregious. That, but why? Why?
Well, and then we haven't even gotten to the fact that it's on a white helmet.
Right. Make the helmet purple, or at least, again, make the cage purple. Make the face mask purple.
Yeah. You went matching here, and you went... B. Look.
Here we
know are. It's Birmingham, okay?
Yeah, we understood. You're going to fail again, so Birmingham, Alabama has to have a team. We're with it.
Oh, God, this is bad.
They're not good. They are not good, man.
We haven't even gotten to the...
To the whites.
Oh, my God. Do we have a clean shot of the whites? Again, like, you have the Vikings color scheme, so it's like... when I first look at it, I'm like, oh, that's okay. I can dig that.
Yep.
And then you start getting in close. Like, the one thing they did okay here, I think, is the pant. They haven't done anything awful with the pants.
The pants are good.
I don't know what that says.
Consolation prize is what we're giving them. Yeah, I mean, you nailed the pants, and the socks are also okay.
So these white jerseys, what?
They're it looks even worse. The whites look even worse with a white helmet. Like, I think if you're going to do this, you have to go, especially they went white pant with the purple top. A purple helmet would have solved some issues here. I mean, you still have that B there, so that's not so great. But I definitely don't dig the whites nearly as much as I dig the purples. You got some purple on the sleeve, though. Like, it's not too bad, but
oh, like you,
it's not too good either.
It's like, let's just do everything.
Right. It's distracting. There's a lot happening, and I don't like that they have the purple jersey has nothing on the sleeve, but the white one does. The white one has the purple on the sleeve. It's like, okay, you gotta go either one. If you're gonna do that, that's fine. You can have the purple on the road whites, but you also gotta have then some white on the sleeve on the home purples.
Right.
To me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I just think it's like, okay, so you have your base, because they didn't last long enough to have alternates.
No.
You know? So this is your homes and aways, and
this logo is bad.
They're fundamentally, it's not good. It looks like a bee in front of a ninja star, because those were, I guess, popular in the early 2000s.
I had one other note is because I looked up Birmingham Thunderbolts uniforms, and apparently a bunch of softball teams have adopted like everything about it,
including
the logo.
They seem to be thriving more than the Birmingham Bolts were with it,
oof,
though.
Wowzers.
Which I guess, you know, good for the baseball
oh
Bolts.
Oh my God.
I mean, off to a roaring start with these bad boys. That helmet is just, ugh.
That is elite level trash. It's just bad. Garbage.
It's bad.
So we're moving on to the Chicago Enforcers, and already
these are so 2001.
I don't mind this logo. I'm not in love with it. It's not great, but I don't feel like I'm being assaulted with something awful either.
No, it's not the worst thing you'll ever see. And the color scheme itself, the colors themselves I'm okay with.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like
the execution though.
We've done basically it's very similar to the Ravens.
Right, right.
Okay.
You got the I'm guessing these are the homes. They're predominantly purple, and on the shoulders you've got black, and then you've got the logo, which is a C with a SmackDown fist through it.
So here's one thing that they landed correctly: the numbers.
Yeah, the font is good.
Thank you. I mean, it's more than we can say about Birmingham.
I was going to say thanks for not going Birmingham there anyway.
They've gone CFL with. Too much.
Yep.
I think if you have a solid purple here and maybe the black on the sleeve, I think maybe you might be on to something here.
Right.
But it's just a lot. Like it's just too much.
And it's too blocky too. It's too blocky. It doesn't look like it flows very well. They clearly want to separate the black from the purple with mm-hmm. that white stripe, which is
I don't know why we need it.
It's very, it's just as clunky, man. Like, but I don't need you to put the white stripe there to let me know that there's two colors.
Yes. I can tell.
I can see. Thanks. You know?
Here's one thing. I gave the Bolts so much crap for this, but I don't mind it so much here. The Enforcers, you got the word logo.
Yeah.
Like the font. Just between the collar and the number.
Right.
Not so bad.
It's not because it's small. It's mm-hmm. not in the way. It doesn't interfere. So you don't feel like you're being hit over the head with it. That if you're going to go that route and put your name on the front of the jersey, that it shouldn't be any bigger than that.
It's about the one thing that they've done right.
Right.
This is not a great photo of the away whites, I assume. I don't know what this number font is here.
Yeah, that looks
weird.
It looks like they have two fonts, and it also looks like, so the picture we're looking at is one from 503 Sports, and it's in the number 4.
Yeah.
And that 4 looks, you know when you're teaching your kids to learn how to write the numbers, and they don't look that great, and, and you're working with them. They're trying.
They're trying really hard.
They're getting there,
like,
man.
You'll get there. It's okay. Let's just keep working.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, but just keep plugging away, you know? That's what they took and put on this Enforcers jersey.
This was
jersey.
A pro league, Corey.
It was. They, dude,
got
they
paid to do this.
They were on NBC, man. They were on NBC. They got in the way of Saturday Night Live a couple times.
Oh, my Lord.
And they have a child's 4. On, on this, and again, the white, which is the base color of the jersey, is being separated with a gray stripe from the black that's on the sleeves. I hate that.
Don't do it. There's no need.
Just
it's
leave
so
it.
CFL.
Right. Just leave it. It's fine.
They've got. I don't know how I feel about this pant either. Like how? How do you? So they've gone black with the purples, and I think. Honestly, I think why the pant doesn't work is because what you've done on the jersey.
Yep.
You've got the separation here, and you've got this. I like the wide stripe here.
Yes.
Coming down the side in purple. And honestly, I think if you don't do this white stripe in between the purple and black on the jersey, I think the pant works.
It does. It does. But now you have, and this is just me being douchebag snob. Do not give me horizontal and vertical stripes in the same kit.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And now you have the horizontal white. It is. There's like what? Where are you trying to put my eyes here? And and you have the vertical stripes going down the pant leg. And I don't. I think those pants work fine if they don't have that white stripe. I would even like to see maybe. Like I feel like if you're gonna go. The top of your jersey there is black, and they've got the black helmet. If the bottom portion, the predominant portion of your jersey is going to be purple, I think purple pant might look better with a thick black stripe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it flows a little bit better. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being nitpicky. But that double, all these white stripes need to stop.
Yeah. You hear that, Jack White? Get out of here. Get out of here. Here's the one thing that I like the best, their helmet. You have that C logo with the SmackDown fist on it. It's just a straight black logo.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. I'm trying to see. There's a picture of the stripe. Not a huge fan of the stripe, but kind of how the Ravens have, like,
right.
The weird.
It comes to a point right there at the crown of the helmet. The helmet itself does look good, though. And I never, black on a black face mask is, it's okay to do the same color face mask as your helmet, as long as it's not white. And out of curiosity, though, I'd like to see a purple face mask there just to see how it would look, or maybe even a gray. But I think black on black is always acceptable there. Helmet and face mask combo. I'm totally okay with that. I just don't like the white on white helmet and face mask combo. I hate it. Drives me nuts.
And before we leave here, I got to look at Concept Guy here.
Oh, my God.
What has Concept Guy done?
He gave Brian Urlacher a bulletproof vest.
Type in Chicago Enforcers uniforms and you will find it. Hold on. It is near the top, third row, all the way to the right.
Yep.
Do yourself that favor.
He's also got big, like early 90s Big Boss Man pants.
Yes. Because it's.
Jesus.
What have you done?
Some of these concepts. I want to find some of these dudes and bring them on and be like, hey, whoever your connect is, you know, what do they have, and can they ship? Can they FedEx if you're not local?
That would be awesome to talk to Concept Guy on the show.
I'm going to get shitty Concept Guys, too. Yeah. Those dudes. Like, yes. Chicago Enforcers bulletproof vest guy.
I want that guy on the show.
Yeah, like, what made you go, I want to share this with the world?
All right, so we've moved on to the New York, New Jersey Hitmen, and here's a problem I have. Everything has purple and black. Three teams, and we've got purple on all three.
It is very bizarre, and it's such a weird shade, too, with the Hitmen, because it's almost like, in, at one point they had like a purplish, you know, bluish kind of pant right there in that picture where he's playing Birmingham. But then you look over here and there is not, like, it's clear that's blue.
Yeah.
You know, apparently somebody wore a baby boy for the Hitmen too. That intimidating.
Very much so.
But this was, for the record, this was my team. I don't know if you had an original XFL team.
I think if I had one, it probably would have been them, because Bret Hart.
That was for me as a Bret Hart guy. I'm like, okay, I'm rolling with the Hitmen, and you know, Jersey is close to Philly, so this is what I'm going to roll with.
Oof.
They're not very good, man. They're not very good. I mean, I think what's funny is the computerized versions of these look far superior to the actual, like, to them in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that right there, I have no problem with.
Yeah.
But then you see it, like, that to me looks good. I mean, that logo on the sleeve, the angry guy kind of, that's a little, I mean, that can get the hell out of here. I'm fine with just the H. The H is okay. The H is acceptable.
You know what's funny is, normally an egregious thing for me, putting that H logo on the pant, I like it.
Yeah, I dig it. And normally I don't really like, I think the only sport where it's acceptable to have just a letter as a logo is baseball. I think it's kind of lazy, like, ooh, let's do up a letter, you know what I mean? But it works here, man. Like, I'm okay with just the H. That face, though, I don't know what they're trying to do there.
I have no idea, 'cause it looks like what does it even, here he is.
It looks like the Patriot Pat logo, like the flying, or not Patriot Pat, but the flying Elvis, if he went on like a Chris Benoit level roid rage.
I mean, what are we trying to say Hitmen are? Like, because it's not that.
No, it's not. It's really not. He's got the Rick Steiner ear pads on too, it appears. It's just very weird. It's very not a very early 2000s. I mean, the other thing too is those numbers are kind of like, they're huge. If you look at this one, that picture right there where they're in a huddle, it's the second row down, second to the left. I think Davis, number 80, whoever that is, I'm assuming a receiver, that the number 80 should not look that crammed into a jersey.
I know.
It took effort for them to get those two numbers on there. And it's like, okay, so what are you going to do with a single digit? And then you got their quarterback, Charles Pilleri. I remember that dude, number 7. Look how fucking big that number 7
giant
is.
Giant number 7.
It's a number. It doesn't need to take up the whole thing. Jesus Christ.
I didn't even think of that. I was just focused on everything else.
They're just jammed up in there, man.
I like these helmets. Again, they've done the helmet right, but at the same time, like, I'm weighing against everything we've seen, and it's just like,
yeah,
it works. I like it, but it's very, I guess what it has going for it is it's simple.
It is.
Versus Birmingham's, oh my God, why are you doing this?
Versus please electricity stop. Everywhere.
Please don't do this to me. I just want to like your football team.
Right, I'm just here for a good time. I just want to watch some football, that's it. Please.
Oh, Lord. I mean, these are not, I don't know what this is.
Is that, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The regular, the computer, like, versions of them look cleaner than they do in practice, which should not happen.
No, and, you know, here you have, like, they're debuting the uniforms, and even on the computerized ones, they have, like, font whatever.
Yeah.
And then on these ones where you notice how giant they are, these are just regular numbers.
They are. It's like they gave up on the font.
Which is fine.
You know.
But, like, don't make them the whole jersey, please.
Yeah, just shrink them a little bit. It shouldn't be like, you make your own lives easier here, you know, because I would think you could crank them out a little quicker if you don't have to, you know, shove two numbers in a jersey. I mean, there are, you know, it's football, you're gonna have two digit numbers. This is the one I couldn't wait for, and my God, we just pulled it up. What in the fuck, why did this ever become a thing that existed?
I want to start on a positive here. I do like this logo.
The Orlando Rage logo is pretty cool. It's so 2001.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not bad. The helmet, I digs the helmet.
Well, and then you have the Word logo as well. Not great, but not, it doesn't take me
It's
out.
Not offensive.
Everything My else stuff.
What in the fuck?
So we spent a lot of time running down, which team was it? Chicago for the stripe, like separating the two colors. Orlando decided, you know what? We're going to do that same thing, except it's going to be the same colors.
We want to separate our reds.
What are you doing?
I don't know why that's there. I really it shouldn't be. It's just it. Why?
Let's look at it in
just
practice.
Why? Oh,
color scheme again. Like all the color schemes so far have been choice.
Yes, yes.
Really, really good. I mean, in practice, like if you don't look close, if you just kind of like glance at this, this looks like a good uniform.
It looks. I like the things on the. Kind of like the Indianapolis Colts deals that they have. Like, it's predominantly red jersey, and you got, like, the orange and the blue stripes right here where the shoulder pads are. I like that. A lot of teams have something similar, but it's a simplistic look. It always works.
Yeah.
It always works. Unless, of course, you combat those stripes with a horizontal one in which
For
you want to
what
let people
reason?
Know, hey, there's two sections to an article of clothing. Let's segregate the same color of red for
Why
you.
Why are you doing that?
It's so bad. It's such a just, ugh.
I mean, again, you look at this helmet. This is the best helmet we've seen so far.
100%. 100%.
I mean, you know, I like the last two.
No
Birmingham
doubt.
Can get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's they're just please buy.
But Orlando, this is a top notch. So far, of the four, easily the best. And then you start getting in. We haven't even touched on I think, the absolute worst thing that they've done here.
Yep.
These numbers can go to hell.
They're so... It reminds me, for some reason, you remember that shit that used to come on, like, when ECW got the deal with TNN, and it came on, I think, before or after ECW, Roller Jam?
Oh, my God.
For some reason, those numbers remind me of that. I don't know why. I really don't. But I don't know what they're trying to accomplish here. I really there's no flow to these numbers. They look sloppy.
Yeah.
It just, I think they were trying really hard to be in just very 2000.
Yeah. I mean, there's no better way to describe it. That is exactly what this is.
It backfired. So it looks like a ransom note. Like you have a ransom note for the numbers. You know, you ever see one of those signs where people take like multiple license plates and they cut out letters and numbers to make like a phrase?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what this, it might not be an accurate analogy, but it just reminds me of some clusterfuck. Like, because that's what it is. The numbers are just gross.
This has so much potential.
It does.
The name is solid. It's not the worst. You've got a really good logo. You've started with a really great helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
The color scheme is win.
Yep.
I don't know how you fucked this up.
They did. They did. I think it's the numbers and that horizontal that stripe there, man. It's a small detail, but it's, if you look up the Orlando Rage uniforms and that stripe right there doesn't distract you. You know, good for you.
It is the first thing I saw.
Yes, yes.
It's like, what are you doing? Why?
Right, that and the numbers is just, that's immediately where my eyes went. And I just went, oh, man, why? Why are we doing this? You could have done so well.
Now, if you needed any more proof that the XFL was basically just a create-a-league in Madden.
Right.
We've got the Las Vegas Outlaws next. Okay. First of all, getting like a clean look at their uniforms is pretty impossible. I don't hate this logo. It's just a simple LV.
I don't hate it, but I think maybe I'm just a fucking idiot, which is totally possible. I don't look at that and go, oh yeah, that's an LV.
Fair.
I don't. Like, I, and that, I was, okay, so I was probably 13-ish when this league was a thing, 12, 13-ish. I did not know that it was an LV while I was watching it. I could have just been dumb as fuck. Totally possible. But I didn't know it was an LV until way after I had already known the fate of this league. And so it's not offensive, but it's just if I've got to squint to see it.
Maybe make it a little bit more clear.
Right, right. And this would, I feel like the Las Vegas Outlaws, this was the team that the league really wanted. Mm. Because you got He Hate Me up there, and he was all the rage.
Yeah.
You know, no offense, Orlando. Right. You know, I remember, too, for some strange reason, Stone Cold used to always rock an Outlaw. Not always, but you'd see him. He would sometimes, frequently enough, to where I still remember it 20 years later, he would rock a Las Vegas Outlaws jersey, mm-hmm. like on Raw and shit. And I remember, like, it was funny because after, like, a couple times of him wearing it, and I guess, you know, taking bumps and yada yada, the number on, I can't remember the number of the jersey, but the number had started to fade. And he's still rocking it. I'm like, man.
You're Steve Austin. Yeah. Get a new one.
You can't, right. Like, you don't.
Vince McMahon owns that league.
Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, Vinnie Mac, let me get a new one. Like, he wanted to squeeze every bit of mileage he could out of that fucker.
Good for him.
And I mean, yeah.
Notoriously cheap.
It wouldn't work for any, like, he can get away with that because mm-hmm. he's who he is.
Yeah.
You know, you or I walking around the city with that, not a good look.
So far, though, I think this might be my favorite uniform. They've managed to... Here's the problem. You're the Las Vegas Outlaws. You went with, like, the laziest name possible.
Yep.
The absolute laziest name yep. possible. If you give them any... Shoot. It's just barely a step above. Give them the Las Vegas Gamblers, I'm in.
Yes. Yes.
It's...
yeah.
You make them look exactly the same, I'm in.
Yep.
I buy this team. They would be my favorite.
100%.
Hands down at this point.
The Gamblers is such a good name for a sports team, dude. It is. In fucking Vegas?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Why would you go anywhere else? Golden Knights?
The Outlaws, though.
I know.
God, it's so lazy. It's worse than the lazy booking that they get accused of. I can't. Again, like, you've got a solid uniform. This looks like...
They do. It's a great color scheme.
Everything else in the XFL has, like, that CFL feel. Like,
yeah.
That we are definitely a B-league. We are definitely not the
Don't
majors.
Take us seriously. Right.
You look at this, and apart from what you said with the LV logo, if you separate the L and the V and make it clear...
Yes.
You have a 100% win.
For sure. And I think even just looking at it now, the thing they had on the sleeves, it kind of looks like if you're going to decide, okay, we're going Outlaws is the name here, that whatever the thing is on the sleeve, it looks like a, yeah,
it's that thing.
Go with the thing with the horns is the logo then. I think that would be fine on the helmet. But, you know, I mean, maybe I'm nitpicking, but I think that would probably look a little better maybe. It would, you know, at least eliminate idiots like me that can't read. But I think if you look at, and this maybe could be subconsciously because He Hate Me was, you know, was a big thing back in the day. These for sure are, so far, these are the best look. They're 100%. The best look.
100%. Again, you give me any other name besides the Outlaws and I'm in.
Can we accuse the Vegas Knights of stealing this color scheme?
I suppose, yeah. Like, it's very much the same, isn't it?
As we're looking, it just kind of clicked to me, like, wait a minute, you thieves. You fucking thieves.
I mean, in the Golden Knights, almost as lazy as the Outlaws.
Right.
They both went, we're generic, create a team, 2001.
Right, right. Although 2001 with a brand new league, you can kind of forgive it.
Yeah.
I guess, maybe. And again, they still have the best look here. There's not – the jersey itself is not overly busy.
You didn't put a weird stripe for no reason. You're not changing, like, the colors. Like, you've gone simple.
Right.
And you've taken some chances here. Like, these stripes on the collars, I like it.
Yes.
That shouldn't work. You've got three color on the collar.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep,
but it looks good because you haven't done a ton on the jersey.
Because you don't have a million lines going every which way. You know?
They went simple with the pant, too. Like, as far as complete looks, Las Vegas Outlaws, so far, of the five teams.
Far and away. Because that Outlaws, yeah, and that Outlaws on the, you know, underneath the, you know, by the collar right there, between the collar and the number, it looks good. It's not in the way. All you have there is a logo on the sleeve, the numbers on the shoulders, and the numbers on the front and the back, and then a last name.
And
it works.
As much as we've talked about people screwing up the fonts,
yeah,
this is just a plain, regular font.
That's all it is.
It's not taking up the whole thing.
Right, Hitmen. It's not blown up, huge.
I honestly wish they would have been anything but the Outlaws. Because this...
Agreed.
I would be all over Las Vegas.
Las Vegas gamblers would be so sick.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
I remembered this team, but I had forgotten how awful.
It's Jesus Christ.
The Los Angeles Extreme, for starters, just... That's a terrible name.
It's gross. You know how, just looking at it, when we...
Oh, my God.
For the love of God. When we did our top five,
uh-huh.
And... We referred, Jesus Christ, man. The St. Louis Blues, the horn and the angled stripes, whatever, we said it was the 90s in a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
This is the early 2000s in a uniform.
Yeah. This is Surge. This is...
yeah, man.
This is all those energy drinks that started coming out at that time.
All of it. Sprite Remix.
Oh, my God.
The whole deal.
Where to begin? So firstly, a guy called Deathblow, good for him.
That's better than Baby Boy, for
yes.
Sure. I think he's trying a little too hard,
a
though.
A little too hard. I like the number font, but again, much like with New Jersey, why are these numbers so huge?
Right. And the font itself is acceptable. It is by far the least offensive thing about this jersey.
Yes.
Not even close. By far the least offensive thing about this jersey. Why is it that, regardless of if it's the home... When I look at these, the first thing that jumps out to me, I don't know about you, is regardless of whether it's the home or away, they both are 50-50 on the colors on the jersey.
Why are you doing that?
Why is the shoulder pad color so present? Why are you beating us over the head with that white?
Hey, look, we got white.
Yeah. You want a little bit of blue? You're going to have to get through the white first.
Look at this.
My God. My God.
Like you said, man.
It's a road jersey.
This is practically a 50-50 split. There's no reason
it
for
it. It might be more than that. Honestly, the more we look at it, fucking hell, it's bad. It's so bad.
Well, and here's one of the things that makes it, like, I can respect the wanting to take a chance. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's do something different. So... I assume because these colors are so split evenly.
Yeah.
I guess this is the home.
Right. I know. You can't tell.
The number, again, looks fine. But since you now have the shoulder pad and half the jersey is white, the number on the shoulder pads are a different color.
Yeah. And what I'd like to know, because the two predominant colors pictures we see when you look up the Extremes uniforms, is you have Tommy Maddox, who...
Good for him.
He
went right back to the league, to the Steelers.
Won that playoff game. Yeah. Remember that the wonderful playoff game, Tommy Maddox versus Kelly Holcomb?
Oh, boy.
What a winner that was. I think that might have been the one where Tommy Maddox tried to kill himself and ran his head into the turf. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But so you've got him, and then you've got Deathblow, who was number 96. So shout out to the big guys. Tommy Maddox wore number 8, okay? Mm-hmm. His number, single, going back to the Hitmen, single digit, double digit numbers, his number 8 is a single digit, obviously, and that struggles to fit in the front of this jersey.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they fit Deathblow number 96 in that little bit? How?
Don't show it.
It's got to be just jammed up in there. Has to be.
It's taking up everything on the back.
It is his entire back. So how that look on the front, though?
Oh, my God. Okay, so now we got to tackle that. The logo is just
the worst.
This is probably the worst logo so far.
I can't remember the one that I said was a ninja star. This is legitimately a fucking ninja star.
Yeah,
for real, actually. Yes. And then there's LA for Los Angeles. Yay, we get it. And then there's that goofy X thing in the middle that is for Extreme.
Yes. Oh boy.
Just.
I mean,
it's off center. Oh man, nothing.
None of this works. None of it. I mean, you have a solid silver helmet, which should, in theory, set something off. What have they done with this stripe on the top? What is this?
They had blue left over from the uniforms, man. They had to put it somewhere.
Like, it doesn't go all the way. Like, it starts in the back and it doesn't get all the way to the front.
Yep. It just
and it comes to a point.
They got yeah. They got no, we'll stop here.
Why? I don't know. Maybe it isn't as egregious if they have like just some solid stripe here. Maybe. Just to kind of break the damn thing up. I doubt it. But I'm just grasping.
Right. Trying to remain the helmet, there's nothing wrong with a solid helmet. There's not. But if you're going to put a stripe up there, you got to, like, complete it, man.
Yes.
Please don't be lazy.
Or at least go the other way. Like, start in the front and go to, like, the Ravens, the Panthers. Like,
right.
There's plenty of examples.
Yeah, you can't just, the front of the crown of the helmet is not the spot for laziness. it's not going to work.
What have they done?
This is the worst.
This is hands down the worst uniform we've seen.
It's so bad. Like, I remember even, like, and I felt like they were trying to, but like, every bit as much, and they ended up winning the fucking league, but as much as I feel like the XFL itself probably wanted the Outlaws, you know, to be the predominant team with He Hate Me and everything else, I feel like the Extreme wanted to be. No, mm-hmm. Like us.
Yeah.
And they put together what I think they thought was probably the best look. And were they wrong?
Boy, were they.
God.
Oh. Well, and at the time, Los Angeles didn't have a football team. So,
right.
Like, this was Los Angeles' football team.
Yep, this was all you got.
Oh, my God.
Was this.
And it's basically just vomit.
It's Limp Bizkit in a jersey.
Yeah. You know what? That is nu metal. That jersey was very nu metal. Absolutely.
Christ.
All right, so we've moved on to the Memphis Maniacs here, and the first thing I'm noticing before we like really dive into the Maniacs themselves.
Yep.
The color scheme is win.
100%.
Very much reminiscent of the Vancouver Grizzlies, which moved to Memphis. And I wonder if these are just Memphis colors that I just didn't know about.
Right. So I'm going to hunt for a Memphis Maniacs jersey now. I don't know if they still make them, but this was one of the ones where we talked before going on air. Like, I was, you know, the Hitmen were quote-unquote my team. I always fucked with the Maniacs, man. I dig the name. The Memphis Maniacs is a cool ass name.
How do you feel about that X?
I'm not into. It's 2001. Yet no CS. Get that out of here. Let's make it end with an X. Like, no. I remember always kind of digging their gear. The one thing I don't really like, though, the more I look at, but it doesn't look in the picture we've got there. I believe that's fucking Jim Druckenmiller. Jesus Christ. In the picture, that doesn't look as bad on the teals. The red kind of across here.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as bad on the picture, but on like the computer renderings of it, it does not look so good.
Well, I was just thinking very similarly. Like, it doesn't look good here on the computer thing. It doesn't look good here when it's just a picture of it. But when you see it in practice on the player, it's
not awful.
it's not as bad as you think it would be.
Right. I would still prefer it not be there. Yeah. But I mean,
it's not a great choice.
It's not. But if you're going to do it, it looks better than it, you know, than Concept Guy or the computer rendering of it. The other thing that drives me nuts about this is they miss the boat here tremendously. The face on the sleeve is so good.
Yeah, that Maniac guy.
That should be on the helmet.
Yeah.
The AX is the logo on the helmet is just, that's pretty awful. X.
There's
come
a good
on,
look at it.
Man.
Why?
I feel like they probably ended it in an X, not just because 2001, but they were like, well, we can't put ACS on the helmet.
Yeah, I guess.
So maybe we can put an X on a helmet here.
Now, that being said, I don't hate this helmet. I'm not in love with the AX, but the AX also doesn't take me out of it.
Right.
I think you have something if you have Mr. Spinny Eye here, whatever he is. I guess he's a maniac. But this color scheme is win. This helmet color is great. The red looks really good on it.
It does.
But whatever reason, you've gone AX and you've made it huge.
Massive. It is very in your face.
It's so close.
It is.
Like I said, if I look at it just kind of in a vacuum, if I just look at that helmet, I'm like, okay.
Right.
I'm not in love with Axe, but okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
It's probably, and this could be the teal.
Yeah.
But if I were to go runner-up to the Outlaws, I go here, at least so far. We've got another team left. And again, that could be predominantly teal as well. But I do remember being like, I dig the Maniacs, you know? And I would have loved to have seen the look of that, the spinny-eyed guy, spinny-eyed maniac on the helmet. I would have loved to have seen how that looked just to kind of juxtapose it. But, you know, I guess I'll have to imagine.
Because you brought up Jim Druckenmiller, because they kept showing pictures of him. He was big number 14 for Virginia Tech, and then he got drafted by the Niners, didn't do much there.
Nope.
Ends up in the XFL as number 16. Big lefty. I always liked
Druck him. Is what he put on the back of his jersey.
All right.
Which had to be nice for the people that stitched him on. Okay, we can leave a lot of this shit off.
Yes. All right, we're coming into the last team here.
Let's do it.
They don't have a great name.
No.
And if I remember correctly, not a good logo. Why is it the San Francisco Demons? Why?
I wondered that too. Why? I guess they have, I don't know. I don't know if that's supposed to be a shot.
Oh, wow.
I do not.
Oh.
This is another instance, it looks like, where the computer rendering is far superior to them in practice. Because the computer renderings of these are actually very interesting. It resembles one of my favorite gears in college across the board in all sports. This, to me, resembles Arizona State.
Yeah.
The renderings of it do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see it in practice,
oh,
not so much. Not so much. Oh. You have those just horrible Denver Broncos stripes going up the front. Either put a stripe down the side of the jersey or in the front. In the front is kind of in the way. It gets in the way. But you can't do both.
You can't do both. And here's the thing. I think I can accept Denver Broncos stripe if you haven't done something weird on the sleeve.
Right,
too.
Right. They're busy. There is way too much going on here. They couldn't pick like the concept they wanted to do, so they just went, fuck it, we'll do both.
Let's get everything here.
Just do them all. Do them all.
Pitchforks. Which I like the pitchfork, but like I'm too distracted by whatever this is that they're doing on the sleeve.
Right. You're sending my eyes in too many places. I'm about to have a seizure. This is not okay.
I think if you go solid color here on the sleeve, I think these stripes become acceptable.
They're not as bad. They're definitely not as bad for sure. I think maybe it's the day. And at the time, too, the Broncos had just kind of gone to these.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, man. Wow.
Let's bite them this early on.
Right, right. Let's steal them. UPN apparently carried XFL games.
Oh.
What are they? What are they trading under now? Are they still around?
UPN became I know locally it was UPN 27, which is why can't I think of it? Not the WB, but I do think it became the WB there for a minute.
Okay. I just seeing that logo made me feel like oddly nostalgic. I was like, oh my God, UPN.
I don't know.
I used to watch them, SmackDown.
Yep.
And maybe for XFL too, apparently. Maybe I was more of a UPN guy than I thought I was. Sup, UPN? They've got the weird stripe thing going on too. It's very thick at the front. Nobody in the XFL just has a regular damn helmet stripe, apparently. I guess that's too much to ask for.
Why not? Just do it. Oh my God.
Just stop with the stripes.
Again, I think if you I hate to keep harping on something like that. Lose the Denver Bronco stripe thing here.
Yeah.
And go with like the sleeve thing. Now you've done something different.
Right. Exactly. And we'll at least credit you for trying to, you know, be outside the box. This is a complete rhyme bite and you took it and made it worse.
Yes.
Way worse.
And you messed up a pitchfork.
Somehow. Right. Which is, I mean, how do you do it? The number font I don't hate, but that the demon logo is just, I mean, come on, man.
It's excessive is what it feels like.
And why? Why the demons?
Why San Francisco?
Right. What's wrong? What's satanic out there? I mean, there are demons in San Francisco, but LA is extreme.
I know, right?
Come doesn't, on. Doesn't.
That doesn't track for me.
Not a whole lot of sense there.
Somebody, a concept guy.
Oh, no. He gave him a Rams helmet. Why?
I'll give him credit for that's.
I guess it's supposed to be Satan, not a ram.
Well done, but it's not good.
No,
I like your thought process, but it's not good.
Right. I guess the Satan horn is definitely better than the clusterfuck demon face.
Oh
I guess,
God, dude. Oh my God. So, just in review,
Christ Almighty,
Las Vegas Outlaws, far and away the best.
For sure. For sure.
And if they had a name other than the Outlaws, it's like...
We're there. You got us. Right.
Memphis Maniacs, a second place.
I agree.
Everything else is hot trash.
Basically, man. And there, everything else is hot trash, and then you have about 100 feet of steaming hot shit, and then there's the LA Extreme.
Yeah, dude.
They are just... I cannot... Look how jammed up. This is the Pinterest thing we're looking at now with the four Western Division teams or Western Conference, whatever. Look at that 32 jammed in there.
How? How did you do that?
That, I mean, props to the seamstress or whoever does these or whatever the word is for the people that assemble these jerseys, but that is...
I think far and away the worst. So Extreme, Los Angeles Extreme, absolutely the worst.
Yeah.
San Francisco Demons just ahead of them, I think.
They're definitely bottom of the barrel. They're definitely bottom of the barrel.
Oh my God.
The Rage jerseys too are just, give me that Rage helmet any day.
Yeah.
I will give me that. But that the jersey, those weird surge number fonts.
To think we started with the Birmingham Thunderbolts and thought that was going to be the worst.
Right. No, I mean, they might be three, man.
That's sad.
Just that it's so gross.
Vomit.
It's so bad. But I mean, you know, I forgot the Extreme were a thing.
Oh,
and
wow.
That might be the worst of anything we've talked about across any sport.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Jesus, pick a lane,
good
man.
Good Lord, that's bad. Well, I mean... We managed to talk about the XFL
right,
for 50 minutes.
The old XFL.
Yeah. I was thinking, oh, maybe we'll jam in the newer one. Not happening. We will probably talk about it at a later point. But so, look, we're a pod.
Hell
and it
yeah.
would be awesome if you enjoy this show, if you told somebody that you enjoy this show.
Support people.
It's really simple. And if you have a dollar a month, patreon.com/ohhijustin would be a great place for you to give that dollar because it gets you all the content that I'm creating for the rest of the world. So think about that. Other than that, sharing, rate, subscribe, comment, all that stuff would be super helpful to get us to the next level. Let's tell the world how great the Gear Freaks
are. Right, so we can talk gear with more people. That way, when we come back and we do the newer dead XFL, we can have more people here.
Yeah, and then eventually we'll talk about the Rocks XFL. That'll be great.
Right, that'll be... Let's see what Dwayne does
turns
with
the
it.
Charm, maybe.
Right,
we'll see.
Right.
You can also follow us on social media platforms at Gear Freaks Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. And you know what? I gotta say, Los Angeles. I think the Los Angeles Extreme have let the Winnipeg Blue Bombers off the hook for the week. I still hate them.
They're 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
They're 1A, 1B.
But, I mean, at least the error in the Blue Bombers' way has to do with their name.
Right.
And it isn't just awful gear. It's just right. They've made some awful choices.
At least the gold's not 50% present.
Yes.
You know? It's only about 25. But it's still too much.
Entirely too much.
It's too much. But they at least there's a divide there.
As far as the Extreme, get the fuck out.
Suckers!